This segment of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Arizona Party Rental and Cool Breeze Air Solutions.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my not so little brother. You're actually smaller than Jeff, is
I? I am smaller than Jeff, and I'm very pleased about that.
So joining us today is George Jensen, who's actually the friend of the show, webmaster to the show.
I am fredandjeff.com.
He is fredandjeff.com.
Hola, Tucson. Have to put that in there.
Yeah, and we encourage you to visit us at fredandjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you can even subscribe to the grand old tome of entertainment and wisdom off iTunes. Now, George,
Fred,
you have created the wonderful artistic paradise that is fredandjeff.com.
Yeah, and really the real art is in the past shows. So, in fact, the website was designed to showcase the past shows. So every show that Fred and Jeff Show has done is there and available for you to listen streaming or to download if you wish to keep your own copy on your iPod and play it on long journeys.
And a lot of people choose to do that.
Absolutely.
Mostly
I know our iTunes feed is very, very popular as well. But, you know, it's media the way you want it.
Now. Mostly my mom.
Yeah.
Because she actually is the only person who listens to the show.
No, I think there's more than just your mom.
Well, my dad.
And your dad.
She makes him. So this is the show. You know, George, I was moving a little bit slowly today because we've been engaged in the annual Gorge Fest downtown.
That is absolutely. Tucson Meet Yourself. I'm in the same situation myself, and it continues.
Yeah.
Goes on till what time today?
I don't know, noonish. Actually, if you head down there now.
Head down there now?
Yeah,
because it either continues till noon or this afternoon.
Well, it's this afternoon sometime, yeah. But they had the AIDS walk this morning.
Fabulous.
They're having all sorts of really cool cultural, spiritual activities, but the food and entertainment continues until somebody drops dead of a heart attack. I got to tell you, there's some phenomenal food and people in this town, and if you want to know what Tucson is all about,
that is one good window into it.
Absolutely.
And that, for me, I don't think there's any one thing that encapsulates Tucson. I think there are a lot of great windows into Tucson, and that is one of them.
That's a nice poetic way to say that.
Is that, well, you know, I was just about to talk about poetry.
Oh, that's what a segue.
Yeah, before I talk about poetry, though, let me talk about the Tucson Classics car show, since that's coming up Saturday.
And that is, you know, you are doing Jeff's...
I am doing the yeoman work for Jeffrey Ronstadt Saturday, October 19th. So 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at St. Greg's College Prep School, 3231 North Craycroft Road. Tickets are $5. You have a chance to win a classic low-mileage 2004 Chevy Corvette convertible or $15,000 cash. How can you go wrong with that?
Does low mileage mean they've cracked the odometer and rolled it back a little bit?
No comment. But anyway, there'll be 400 classic and custom cars, street rods, and more. If you're like me, you like classic and custom cars, this is the place to be. Great food, fun, and entertainment
and
for the entire
bucks.
Family. And it's $5!
$5 to get in. And that $5 ticket is also a raffle ticket.
Yeah, so how can you go wrong with that?
You cannot go wrong. And that supports literacy, the literacy programs from the Rotary Club International.
Yeah, actually, it's benefiting Reading Seed, Children's Literacy Program, Youth on Their Own, and St. Joseph's Hospital Neonatal Intensive Care Unit.
Oh, very nice. So,
it's a multi-headed beneficiaries.
That is awesome. So, now,
but the poetry we were getting to.
The poetry, right.
Remember my segue?
Yeah, you know, we had the Poet Laureate, Tucson's Poet Laureate.
Isn't it fabulous that Tucson has its own Poet Laureate?
It is fabulous because she's a wonderful lady.
Yeah. So Tucson's got a K-12 poetry contest. So every student may enter up to one poem, no more than 20 lines long, and the entry needs their name, their teacher's name, the name of their school, their grade category. And the grade categories are K-3, 4-6, 7-8, and 9-12. There will be winners in each category, first, second, third place, and honorable mention. Winners will also be given prizes. So there are cash prizes and publication of your poem. Deadline is November 8th, so it's coming right up by 5 p.m. You may deliver it to the Arizona Poetry Center, 15080 Helen. Best thing to do is just go to Fred and Jeff to get all the details. FredandJeff.com.
FredandJeff.com. Now, George, this is something, you know, you're actually going to be subbing this week and next week.
Yeah, it's Jeff is pretty much just abdicating all responsibility is what it looks like.
Well,
he's taking the fall off. I don't know.
Probably, but on October 27th, there is the cystic fibrosis event. It's called the Monster Mash and Monster Mash and 5K Dash. And allegedly, Jeff was going to be running the 5K.
Oh, so he's in training. That's why I'm on sub now.
No, I think you're going to be running it for him.
Oh, yeah, that'll be the day.
So that's actually, again, Sunday, October 27th. There's a mini monster dash at 5 p.m. At 5:30, there's a 5K dash. And at 6 is the Monster Mash and Costume Party. And it all starts and ends at General Benz on East University Boulevard. And that supports, and actually, I said this wrong the last time, but all these wonderful organizations have their own brands. And it's the Monster Mash and 5K Dash, and help us make CF stand for Cure Found. But it's for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation of Tucson.
Terrific.
And that's going to be a great event. October 26th, over at the Gardens, Tucson Botanical Gardens, Feast with the Dearly Departed.
So you can.
Yeah, so there's going to be
a seance,
a Day of the Dead procession.
Very nice.
Mummer painting.
Mm.
Mariachi music, food and drinks, classes and workshops. So that'll be fun over at Tucson Botanical Gardens. And also, we have our own annual procession in the downtown.
Downtown Day of the Dead.
Yeah, so Fonda Inslee is going to be coming on. In 2 weeks.
Fantastic.
We'll talk about the All Souls procession downtown, and that'll be a blast.
Which is another one of those windows into Tucson.
Yeah.
You really, really can't grasp Tucson until you've been to an All Souls procession.
That's kind of true. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I think, actually, this year, I think I'm going to dress up.
You know, I haven't yet.
You know, it's fun just because there's no rhyme or reason for why anything is in that procession.
No,
people just show up and choose to parade. And there's puppets, there's face painting, there's floats, there's all kinds of things. And anybody can just show up uninvited, unannounced, and just start
just
walking
go be yourself
in the
and do your thing.
Yeah, it's a great time. So I think I'm going to paint my face.
An exercise in radical self-expression.
Yeah, but I haven't decided what exactly my face is going to be painted
That's
as.
Burning Man, I think.
What, Burning Man?
An exercise in radical self-expression.
Oh, aren't you one of the founders of that?
No, God, no. I have been to a burn, though. So.
Oh, the lexicon of Burning Man. I've been to the burn,
I've
man.
Been to a burn.
Been
yes.
to a burn. So, October 12th. All these things.
You're working backwards here. You went 28th, 27th. Now you're on the 12th.
Yeah, well, I'm dyslexic today.
So October 12th was yesterday.
No, was it? Was it? I guess it was. Yeah, it was. Because Jeff went to this. I did not. It was the Zuson.
Yeah, well, we'll have to find out in a future show how it
yeah, unfortunately, Jeff should have been here to talk about it. It's always a great time. But there's ice cream safaris coming up. And there's, we now have, this is the question that Jeff misses every week. Who are Ronan and Finley?
Were they original elephants?
No.
Were they...
Who are
animals?
Here, listen to
are they,
my
are
verb
they current,
tense.
Are they yeah, sorry. Are they current animals?
They're currently animals.
Well, that's good. I've got it narrowed down
no,
between
two,
animal, mineral, vegetable.
The two new grizzlies down at Reed Park.
Oh, well, how nice is that?
Yeah, they took the old polar bear enclosure,
which you and I helped paint.
Yeah, that's right. And actually, let's talk about that for a second, because next week is going to be a very, very special show.
Well, if we can get everything arranged, we're going to be doing a show in dedication to our good friend of the show and good friend of mine, whom I've known for many years, Sean Pipes, yes, who is the executive director of the Finn Foundation and is currently in the middle of a battle with cancer.
Yeah.
So
we're going to replay parts of the show that he was on. And,
exactly. And then
some of the things that he values as far as the environment and the animals in our wonderful ecosphere.
You bet.
In Southern Arizona and Baja.
But look to a future show because we should be able to get Sean on.
So. Yeah, it's perfect. Let's see. Last thing that I think we should do before we leave for the break. Let's have a little fun here.
Oh, okay.
We're going to give away a dozen roses from our friends at Mayfield Florist. The Coleman family, who have been great sponsors of Friend Jeff Show, wonderful supporters of Tucson and Southern Arizona. I'm going to say the first three people who send me an email at fred@friendjeff.com and give, this would be a little bit subjectivity, but I want the best story as to why Jeff isn't here today. And we'll read it on the air next week. You'll get a dozen roses from Mayfield Florist.
So it's a note from Jeff's mom saying why he couldn't be here today.
Yeah,
I love
exactly.
it.
Jeff was going to the doctor today.
Oh, they're open on Sunday? Oops. All right, so on the other side of the break, we're going to be talking to some great folks who make Tucson a wonderful place to live, work, and play. We'll see you on the other side.
Looking forward.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contractors, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
Welcome to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my good friend George Jensen, who is not Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
But he does a good Jeff imitation.
That's the only thing I can do if Jeff is hola, Tucson.
I forgot to tell you before the show, you should also sprinkle in a little bit. That's exactly right, Fred.
That's exactly right, Fred. I can do that. I can do that. That's exactly right, Fred.
We are here celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn
wonderful. That's exactly right, Fred.
There you go, George. And just want to reintroduce George to you guys. He is our webmaster. He's actually, you know, we should take just a quick second because George does so much for the show. And I'm serious. He helped us put the website together. But that's his business. He helps people.
What I do for a living.
He helps businesses be successful.
Yeah, my primary gig is I'm a designer of custom database software and custom websites. So if you need a website, I might be your guy. If you need a website that requires a lot of custom data management or anything that goes a little bit deeper than we can accomplish with a simple WordPress template, I am almost assuredly your guy. So I do a lot of work with association management, with some deeper custom needs for convention management, that sort of thing. I'm in the middle of a project right now that's very exciting. I am redoing entirely the website and online database for the Southern Arizona Regional Science and Engineering Fair.
That's right, and Kathleen was on
and
the
Kathleen
show.
And Kathleen was on the show, and Liz Baker from the board not long ago. That was one of my last. That was my last guest host gig.
Oh, that's right. You were there.
I was there. So, and the science fair is coming up in March. So, we'll be doing a lot of online registration for volunteers, judges, and projects themselves.
And probably,
coming
going
months.
Into 2014, we'll start talking about the fair more often.
We will definitely talk about the fair quite a bit more.
That's awesome. So, with us in studio right now is Tony Zinman, who is a board member from Valley of the Moon. And with him is his trusty sidekick. His sturdy lad, Rafi.
Hi.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Rafi.
I'm also an actor at the Valley of the Moon, a very prominent actor there.
All right. So yeah, all of a sudden, these very gregarious people out in the lobby are now like frozen statues and can't talk to him.
So Tony, talk to us.
Tony, tell us a little about... Well, first of all, Tony, let's learn about you. I mean, you are a friend of the show, Tony Zinman.
Thank you.
Who we've tortured mercilessly in the past.
You have a good time with me.
But, you know, remind folks out there who you are.
Tony Zinman. My day job is I'm a public defender for the county, and I do some acting on the side. But my primary involvement right now is with the Valley of the Moon, where we are getting ready for our big Halloween show this year.
All right, so...
And you all are... dressed for the occasion. This is radio, so you'll have to rely on me to understand that they're dressed for the occasion.
Well, we'll have pictures on the website. Check out.
Yeah, check out the pictures on the website. Friend we'll Jeff have them up there this afternoon.
Well, our this year, you know, the Valley of the Moon, just for those of you who aren't familiar with it, Valley of the Moon, a lot of people have families in Tucson, and they complain there's not much to do, but a lot of people don't know about the Valley of the Moon. It is our very own Tucson little theme park. It is basically an enchanted theme park with castles and gnomes and caves. It's a wonderful place. It was built in the 1920s by a gentleman named George Legler, who believed that kindness was the key to happiness, and he started it because kids were dying of consumption and a little girl was dying, and he built a little fairyland outside her window. He saw the impact that had on her, so he built a fairyland, an enchanted park here in the 30s and 40s and 50s. It was the go-to place for Tucson families. Then he aged and fell into disrepair in the 60s, and then but some kids remembered it from when they were kids, and they actually jumped over the wall. And it got revitalized, and now we're a very active group. We put on about 3 shows a year. We just did The Princess Bride. Fred was there for that, actually.
Yeah, I was.
And now we're doing something a little different. Every year, we always do our Halloween show. That's always our biggest show. But this year, we are doing a Scooby-Doo Halloween show.
And you seem very depressed about that, Tony.
Well, it's kind of exciting for him. Rafi and I, we actually came up with the concept, and we had to push it through. And, you know, some people have been there for a long time, so we kind of had to push it through our ideas. But it is going to be a fantastic show.
So this is not just a show, but my understanding is this involves the audience quite heavily. This is a
very interactive
audience participation, interactive experience.
Basically, everybody comes into the beginning of the Valley of the Moon, and the whole Mystery Inc. games comes in. Fred, Daphne, Velma, Shaggy, and of course Scooby, and Scooby gets kidnapped.
Oh my God!
And we find out it's by the Creeper.
The Creeper.
The Creeper.
The Creeper.
So we take the audience, and the audience joins Mystery Incorporated and helps us solve the mystery of who kidnapped Scooby-Doo. And at each statue or different scene at the Valley of the Moon, we have a different scene. We have monsters, witches, creepy ghouls. It's really fun.
Now, this is something you talk about, you know, there are different scenes. So people just don't sit on their behinds and watch a show. They put on their walking shoes, and they're marching around the whole facility, right?
That's correct. It's very interactive. You walk through the entire park, so make sure you bring your good walking shoes. And you know what? Each scene takes about 5 minutes. Then you walk to the next scene, you walk to the next scene. And we have a plot, and the plot develops. And we have a lot of really cool little different scenes in the park. And then we have the if you know Scooby-Doo, you probably know what happens in the end. I won't say it, but we have the classic ending.
The classic reveal, as they say?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. So about how long is the show, and what ages are we talking about?
Oh,
here?
You can, I'd say you can bring your 3-year-old, you can bring your 90-year-old.
You can bring yourself.
Yeah, basically, and
this is really
all ages is what you're saying.
All ages. What's great about Scooby-Doo is that people old like me remember it when they were a kid, and young kids are into it now as well.
It's cool and retro.
We just had sometimes people rent out the Valley of the Moon for like birthday parties, and I just was at a birthday party there that was just sometimes the board members come and help at those. And the little girl, she was obsessed with Scooby-Doo. That was her imaginary friend that she would take through the house on a leash when she was younger. So there's just kids today love Scooby-Doo and adults love it. So we're really excited and proud to do this.
About how long is the show?
Okay, here's how it works. The show, it starts at 6 and it goes to 8:30, but the show itself takes about a half hour. So as long as you show up between 6 and 8:30, you'll get on a tour. We have tours that last about 30 minutes.
So every 30 minutes, the show will be done.
Right.
And during the off time, are there Scooby snacks available?
We're going to have arts and crafts for the kids while we're waiting, and I believe we are going to sell Scooby snacks.
Excellent.
But we've opened this weekend. We've had a great opening so far, and we play Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night from 6 to 8:30 this weekend, and then the next 2 weekends. And then Halloween week, we play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Now, things get a little crazy at the end, and you can wait a long time. So I'd strongly advise come now rather than wait.
Yeah,
and Sunday
exactly.
nights are very good.
If Jeff wanted to wear his ballerina costume, which he tells me is just for Halloween, is that
that's the story that we've all agreed to.
Can people wear costumes?
Of course, yes. We encourage it.
Love to have you out there in costume. Perfect. Fantastic.
No, Tony, just, you know, quickly, Velma or Daphne?
He's Daphne. He's Daphne.
Velma.
No,
definitely.
Velma!
Velma's the smart one.
Awesome. So, Rafi, you know, both you guys, there's a multiple people in the cast. You said about 25, 30 people in this cast?
Yeah.
Now, in a lot of roles are double cast, so people get a break between these tours.
Everything is double cast because we have three separate casts per night.
Wow.
And that's three nights a week, so...
So y'all are working your tail off, basically.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Very good.
Let me say a couple things about the Valley of the Moon. We have a couple different multi-generational people in our cast. We have a mother, daughter, and myself and Rafi. And it's just great to watch the kids, and it builds their confidence and how... I just watched Rafi. Rafi and I have done, this is our fourth show together. I just watched him build his confidence, and it's just, we call them Moon Kids, and there's just a real magic to it.
Excellent.
Would you agree, Rafi?
Yeah,
so
totally.
If anybody wants to get more information, they can go to fredandjeff.com or
valleyofthemoon.com.
Awesome. Well, guys, we'll see you on the other side of this break, and we'll be talking with some more great people from Tucson and Southern Arizona.
Exactly right.
Dooby dooby doo, where are you? We got some work to do now. Where are you? We need some help from you now. Come on, Scooby-Doo, I see you. Pretending you got a sliver. You're not fooling me, 'cause I can see the way you shake and shiver.
The Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Garden Service, Mayfield Florist, and Arizona Party Rental.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
Back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. And in
with your not so little, not so brother, big friend George. Hola, Tucson.
You should let me finish my sentences, George.
No, I loved interrupting you. I'm going to get an email from your mom this afternoon.
Yes! Hi, Mom. So this is Fred and Jeff Show, and we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so exciting and wonderful. And we've been talking about just all the stuff going on. We just talked to Tony Zimmern and his son Rafi about the Scooby-Doo adventure at Valley of the Moon.
Just started this weekend. I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
And, we're going to try to make it out next weekend.
I'm going to go multiple times, I think. Because maybe the ending might change. I don't know.
I don't. You never know.
It's Valley of the Moon. You never know. It's a great place of kindness and imagination.
Exactly.
And my imagination would
runs
run
wild.
Yeah. So, you know, we coming into this segment, we just heard She Caught the Katie.
I love it.
You know, whenever I hear that song, the first thing is...
You think of the Blues Brothers.
The intro to the Blues Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
But with us today, we have Anna Wohr, who you just heard singing, and Karen Smith, who is a board member... Say it for me, because all my notes are wrong. All my notes are wrong.
SABHF, the Southern Arizona Blues Heritage Foundation.
Now, and you're a board member.
I sure am.
And we have a big shindig coming up.
We do. A week from today, October 20th, is our annual blues festival, the largest blues festival in the Southwest.
Wow.
Fantastic. And a new venue this year.
A completely new venue for us. We're going to be out at Rieto Raceway Park on River and First.
Marvelous.
And we have been in Reed Park for 20-some-odd years, so this is a huge change for us, and we're really excited about it because there's finally going to be room for people to spread out and enjoy the whole day.
Yeah, I think it sounds to me like it's a much better venue for what you're going
to
be
doing. Oh, I think so. People are going to be able to bring blankets and sunshade and lawn chairs and just make themselves at home to the best blues music we can find on the planet.
Wow. So give us a sense of what the foundation is all about.
The foundation is made up of a board of 12 people. We're all volunteer. We have no paid employees. We are just people who really believe that the blues is every American's heritage and that it's the best music in the world.
What's kind of sad music?
The blues is really not
sad. Are you kidding?
And
Anna's over there looking at me.
The blues is really rejoicing. You know, a sad song, much more common in popular music, is "My girlfriend left and I'm so sad, all I can do is cry." In the blues, it's "My girlfriend left, I'm a little upset, but I'm getting me another one."
Yeah.
And that's different mindset.
Yeah, I'm just thinking the old Billie Holiday torch things.
Yeah.
You know, the real sadness.
Exactly.
And emotion.
Exactly.
I think a lot of people are, you know, that's when they hear blues, that's the kind of thing they think about.
They may.
I think about that.
Some
they
do.
May.
When I hear blues, I think determination. I think we all
rise
we
above?
All get
that's important. That's absolutely, because it's true. It really is true. If you're someone who actually sings the blues and you actually have to feel that, you don't feel sad all the time. That's not something that you do. You really embrace it and you rejoice in what you're singing. It's like, you know what? Things may not be the best they are right now, but by God, they're going to be a hell of a lot better in a minute.
Very nice.
That's the truth.
Very nice.
Yeah, we were talking off mic about really how many different faces of the blues there are in this country.
Exactly.
Talk about that a little bit.
Every region developed its own unique genre of the blues. Chicago blues is incredibly famous, and that is the Blues Brothers' mystique.
That's She Caught the Katy.
She Caught the Katy is Chicago blues. Delta blues, coming out of that rich region of Mississippi, really became the home of guitar virtuoso blues. And our headliner this year is the living legend slide guitarist Roy Rogers. He is Delta blues personified. And that slide guitar sound is like nothing else. Whereas you go down to Austin, and that is hard drive and rock and roll as its basis.
Stevie Ray Vaughan blues.
Right. Stevie
exactly.
Ray Vaughan
which is,
blues.
Which is almost, he's almost made his own genre, hasn't
it's
he?
Texas blues.
That's
Texas
right.
blues.
Texas
yeah.
blues.
Now, I got to tell you, because of my heritage, my wife has family and that basically crossed in and came in on the boat into New Orleans.
Oh, well, there you go.
And
that's
so
I've
been
blues.
A member of a New Orleans Mardi Gras crew for many years, Ryan.
Oh,
and
so you've been
New
split
Orleans
on,
blues.
You've been
is,
split on the meters and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen
is...
Dr. John at the House of Blues.
Amazing.
That's a religious experience.
That very much is.
It truly is. But then you go up into Seattle and Portland, where blues has become this reinvention of acoustic crooner, more the Billie Holiday path. And of all the places you wouldn't have thought that was going to happen was the North Pacific Corridor.
Well, you know,
I
think it's sort of the evolution of it, because I think, you know, I'm just talking out of the side of my face here, but like Lana Del Rey to me is sort of a blues-based pop personality.
Definitely.
Because you get the torch out of it, but it's very, you know it's like produced by like one of the famous rappers, I think, produces her.
Mm-hmm.
So, but even now there's a young crowd that's really embracing exactly. that form of music.
But blues is America, so it's a melting pot.
It's a salad bowl.
It is a melting pot, and now it's really fun to actually hear when people are actually deriving some of their stuff from the actual classics and not having everything so processed and not everything has been thrown through Pro Tools and everything has been thrown through auto-tune.
You're not a big fan?
It's like, if you can't do it live, you're not supposed to be doing it in the first place. But it's, you know, you get to that point where you know you can actually hear the influences of like Billie Holiday, Diana Washington, Etta James, for crying out loud. All of these things, you're starting to hear where these people are learning and hearing and feeling, you know, where their music is coming from, instead of saying, okay, I heard a song 15 minutes ago, I'm going to emulate that. They're going back to where it began, and they're actually, the roots are actually coming up, and you can actually hear it in some of the music. It's nice.
Yeah. Okay, so Anna, you are a singer.
I am.
Alleged.
That's what they tell me. That's what I've been told for a while now. So I'm okay.
Okay, so let's explore this a little bit. So we're gonna go into the next break with Tell Mama.
Okay.
So as an artist, I want to hear how you approach that song.
Well, number one, it's Etta James. And the only way that you do Etta James is if you do it with the utmost respect and you do it as best to your ability. Because just to kind of go out and throw it out there like schlock, you can't do that. You have to pay tribute to the person that you're doing it for. And that is absolutely necessary. The song is absolutely... The song Tell Mama is like, you know what? Preach to me about what you need. Because I've been asking you for a really long time to tell me what you want to have going on. You got this person doing this to you. You have this person doing this to you. Come to me. It's like the solid rock. She's the one saying, you went out and did all these things. You messed around with people you shouldn't have. I'm telling you, you got to come tell Mama what you need. And that's how that song was like absolutely perfect, because she was such a driving force. Even though there was a lot of things in her past with Chess Records and everything else that weren't exactly, you know, kosher. But she is still the most amazing singer I've ever heard and that I will ever try to pay tribute to for any reason whatsoever. I don't, as far as I'm concerned, there's a lot of singers that they're right up there. I mean, I do love Billie Holiday and I love Dinah Washington, but Etta James sings to me just because of the gruff and the hard and everything that is about her that made her absolutely great.
So when you come to the song, getting ready to record it,
yeah,
what was it in you that what did you connect to yourself? When we listen to this song, what do you want us to hear?
I want you to hear how much that I appreciate this woman and how much she's influenced me and the passion that I have behind that particular song, because it does say a lot about me as a person. It really does. And if you knew me, if you had been through me for the last 30 years or whatever, you'd understand that, because I've kind of got that mom thing going on. People understand that. I bring baked goods to the gigs. What do you want?
You're the band's mother.
I used to bring pots of carne seca and tortillas, and Tony Uribe knows that. Is I used to bring food. I was always the only girl in the band. Always. And I always took it upon myself. It's like, you know what? These are my boys. These are my boys. And sometimes we sit down and have coffee until 4 o'clock in the morning. What's going on? It was always, I've always been that way.
All right, so here is Anna War and Giant Blue. Tell Mama. This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Woman Investing, Ronsted Insurance, and 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
Oh, she may be weary. Young girls, they do get weary. Wearing that same old shaggy dress. Oh, when she gets weary, all you gotta do is try a little tenderness.
And we are back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm not here with my little brother, Jeffrey. He is on sabbatical. At least that's what he says he is.
He's sabbaticaling.
And with me today is webmaster extraordinaire, George Jensen. So if you want to have any web duties performed, go to georgejensen.com.
That's GeorgeJensen.com. That's exactly right, Fred.
And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. And folks, you just finished listening to Try a Little Tenderness by Anawar and Giant Blue. You can check out their new stuff at giantblueband.com. So with us is Anawar and also Karen Smith with the
Southern Arizona Blues Heritage Foundation. You're getting it.
Here's the dirty little secret that I found out during the break is I prepared notes for the Southern Arizona Bluegrass.
You had the wrong blues.
Blues.
Bluegrass and blues, not the same thing.
Yeah, bluegrass is a type of fauna. Flora.
And music, Flora. But nothing like the blues.
Nothing like the blues. So we have a big event coming up.
We sure do.
And that's the big festival.
That's our annual Blues Festival next Sunday, October 20th, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Rialto Raceway Park.
And how much are tickets?
$10 for adults, and we let in everybody under 18 free.
Oh, my God, what a bargain.
So bring all the kids.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah,
that's fabulous.
Well, we think the younger they are, the more likely they are to discover this music.
Don't you have one still under 18, Fred?
Yes, I do.
And I'll
Fred,
bet
you
he
can't
has
pass
little
for 17. If you can't pass for 17,
no,
I'm going to have to charge you
$10.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah. You know, I've been hanging out with a bunch of 18-year-olds lately, and I can't pass for anything. But
no, yeah, you find out really how old you are.
Yeah, so the words they use, I can't. Yeah. I mean, like, hey, that's chill, bro. It's like, what?
Yeah. Karen, tell us about the lineup of the show next week.
This year's lineup really is every aspect of the blues, as we were speaking about earlier. Roy Rogers is our headliner, and he is master of the Delta Blues slide guitar. Our national act beneath Roy, who will open for Roy, is the international blues star Kara Granger. Now, she's out of Australia and has broken every blues record tradition there and toured Europe and is now living in L.A. and is becoming a major new voice on the American blues scene. Somebody described her to me as if you could cross Etta James with Bonnie Raitt, you'd get Kara Granger.
Oh my.
And that's a hell of a tribute to a new voice who is Foursquare, uniquely her own sound, but to even make those comparisons tells you the kind of voice we're listening to. And she has a brand new album out called Shiver and Sigh, and it's getting huge critical acclaim.
Fantastic.
So we're thrilled to have her. On the local front, we are ecstatic to have Chicha Dust. Chicha Dust is the evolution of Gabe Sullivan and Brian Lopez's lifetime friendship, which started in the backyard of Brian's grandmother's house down in the Barrio.
Say that again, in the Barrio.
She's from New York, so you have to let it go.
And they started listening to not just Norteño music, streaming in at night over the border, but they were listening to Peruvian music as well and started integrating their American heritage of guitars and drums and Stevie Ray Vaughan Texas blues, and Chicha Dust has become a sound like nothing else on the scene. They just got back from introducing French festival goers to that sound and received unbelievable acclaim. So they are now international touring. They also just released a new CD. And I don't have a copy of that one with us. I wish I did. In addition, we've got two of the most high energy Chicago/Detroit sounding blues bands. Anna's band, Giant Blue, as your listeners have heard backing her up, is an incredible powerhouse of sound. Horns and keyboards and drumming that just never quits. And she alternates leads with a male singer, Mike Walden. And the duo is amazing. The other powerhouse band, a very Detroit crossed with Chicago sound, is the Coolers. And their tagline is, "More horns than you can stand."
Oh, boy.
And they
that's still not enough.
That's, yeah, exactly. And they, too, have male and female leads. So they do Nina Simone's Funkier Than a Mosquito's Tweeter.
Love it.
Oh, my God, they're incredible. Then we have another local treasure that defies description, Ed DeLucia's Trio. This is a small group made up of Blues Hall of Fame players. Larry Lee Lerma on bass, who is best known for touring with the Blues Brothers.
Oh, boy.
So Larry Lee is staying in town to perform at the festival. Ralph Gilmore on drums and Ed DeLucia on guitar. And I am hoping, because they have talked about it, that they may ask Brian Dean, another Blues Hall of Fame guitarist, to join them up on the stage.
That's going to be incredible.
But the most exciting part of this year's festival is...
There's more?
There is more. Throughout the year, we of the Blues Foundation reach out to schools to try and help young people learn about blues music. We normally have a program at Choya High School. And this year when we went to participate there, they said, "We have a surprise for you. The kids have formed a blues band."
Wonderful.
And the Choya Blues Band began to play, and we were all blown away by what these young kids have put together. So we have asked them to open the festival.
Fantastic.
So for the first time, the festival is going to be opened by a group of high school kids who are dedicated to the blues.
Wonderful.
Man, and this is for $10.
Oh, yeah. $10 all day. That's the price of admission to one so-so act, and we all know it. $10 whole day. We have all kinds of vendors, so there's food, there's merchandise, there's wine, there's beer. The wine and beer and soda sales support the festival. It's what we'll pay for next year's festival. We are totally nonprofit, and there are no salaried folk.
So, okay, that's an important thing, because we like letting people know. Not only do their funds, you know, when they're putting into something,
sure,
they're getting out of it.
Exactly.
And it's going to perpetuate the
exactly.
event. But also, you have some headline sponsors who people need to know about.
We do. And it's local businesses that help us every year to do this, because obviously wine and beer sales is not enough to end up getting everything you need to happen.
No, we might be
willing
to go down there and help.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
hoping, George.
If Jeff goes down there, you got your budget set for 3 years running.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. This year so far, and this is not a complete list, I would ask that people go to our website, azblues.org, because we put up new sponsors as they appear. But right now we've got Haley and Aldrich, ASARCO, Test Law Practice Group, George Ciliolis, Arcadis, CDM Smith, Fire Troll, Smith Co., Fenimore Craig, Science and Technology Law Team for the Environment. The list goes on and on. Please check our website and do business with these local businesses that support live music.
Yeah, that's awesome, because, you know, I get a weekly email from Kathy Harris, and it sort of lists off, you know, all the local events going on, local artists going on.
Sure.
And those people just don't get enough exposure. And I don't think people in general understand the wealth of talent that we have in this small little burg.
It's true.
Because I'm thinking of Sabra Falk and, you know, all my cousins and uncles and aunts.
And there aren't that many of them, really.
Yeah,
no.
Just a couple hundred.
Just a couple.
But, I mean, you know, you could sit here all day long and list all the great Lisa Tay.
It's unbelievable.
You know, it just goes on and on. So, support the sponsors, because we need people out there who can write a check to make sure that these things happen.
That's right.
And support the event by going out there. $10 gets you all that entertainment, spectacular entertainment, from local kids all the way to international headliners. So we're going to go out with a cute little song that was done by four lads from Liverpool. But it's being
really
done.
Funky haircuts.
Yeah, funky haircuts. But it's being done this time by, and I've been saying your name wrong, haven't I?
Yeah.
Anna.
Anna.
Okay.
Well, there's two N's.
This will make Jeff happy, because I have to screw up somebody's name every week, And you
well, I'm glad I could be here to help.
You were the lucky person.
Sweet.
So, Anna?
Yes.
Anna War and Giant Blue, we're going to hear the Beatles. Well, no, the Beatles copied it off somebody else. Or did they write it?
No, they wrote it, I think.
Lennon McCartney. Yeah.
So we're going to hear some Beatles in a minute. But before we do, we have a little bit of housekeeping. We have a gift certificate for 1702 Kraft Pizza and Beer. So be the
fabulous
first.
Kraft Pizza.
Fabulous.
Fabulous beer.
So let's do a little trick. Let's the first person, can they get hold of you through your website?
They can.
All right. So the first person who contacts Karen at azblues.org and lets them know that lets her know that they're going to be going to the event, you can take some take out pizza with you to the Blues Festival. So one more time before we go. The time, date, website.
Next Sunday, October 20th, starting at 11 a.m., but feel free to come at 10:30 and set up. Bring your blankets. We have plenty of parking, and free parking is included in your $10. So come early, bring blankets, bring shade, bring everything you want. From 10 to 7, $10 a person, anyone 18 and under free.
azblues.org, and folks, here's Anna War and Giant Blue with Oh Darling.
Don't sing for us.
See y'all next week.
Oh darling, please believe me, I'll never do no wrong. Now believe.